This is Dr. CMM dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient first name is John, J-O-A-N. Last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is December 2nd, 1933. Date of evaluation is 10-26-2022. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, anxiety, insomnia, wandering, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 8 years old female who was admitted to this facility on memantine, rivastigmine patch, sertraline and quetiapine period pharmacy consultant recommended psychiatric follow-up for use of quetiapine period. Patient is a very poor historian. She was very confused but pleasant. She could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement here. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, and minimize any persistent feelings of sadness, hopelessness, any thoughts of harm to self, others. Period. Patient had a fall and suffered from left tibia fracture. She has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, urinary incontinence, Peer staff reports patient can get moody and irritable and has wandering behaviors and needs to be monitored. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's daughter Laura Davis on phone. Patient's daughter was fully aware of patient's current medications and reports that patient was under care of a neurologist at University of Michigan. Period. She reports that she has been taking rivastigmine patch since 2018 and memantine was prescribed more recently. Patient has been on sertraline 25 milligram once a day since October 2020. And quetiapine was prescribed for increased anxiety, agitation, waking up frequently at night, wandering around. Period. Daughter reports that current medications are helpful and did not want any changes. Daughter believes that onset of dementia was several years ago, but it has significantly progressed now. Patient was in an independent living up until recently. She was moved from Florida back to Michigan by patient's family. Patient's husband is deceased. Peter's daughter reports that patient's father had early dementia and one brother has history of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Daughter's son also suffers from schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. Next paragraph, review systems. General non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, kidney, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemal, allergy, non-reported, past psychiatric history. by outpatient psychiatric treatment denied by outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied prior to psychiatric hospitalization denied prior to suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, widow. Patient, however, thought that her husband is living. Number of children, 5. Patient thought she has 6. Current occupation, not working but has history of doing hard jobs. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test review, collected former chart, nursing. Daughter reports that all of the children are very supportive. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medication, MAR reviewed, memantine 5 mg BID, rivastigmine patch 9.5 mg per 24 hour, sertraline 25 mg once a day, quetiapine 12.5 mg HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure 136/86, pulse 76, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor pleasant, motor movements are weakness, gait sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood euthymic, thought process confused, associations concrete, thought content, no suicidal missile thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances denied. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, only memory recent impaired. Patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration impaired, verbal knowledge poor, judgment insight poor, sleep but disturbed, appetite fair. Under assessment plan, dementia and diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance of 0.2.81. Plans continue memantine and rivastigmine as prescribed. Number 2, Alzheimer's disease, late onset G30.8. Number 3, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with the depressive features F06.31. Plans continue sertraline and quetiapine to stabilize mood, calm and decrease anxiety, agitation, and improve sleep. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management, period notify or service for any persistent mood changes or behavioral problems, period no evidence of tardive dyskinesia, period will follow with you, period procedure code 9-9-3-0-5, under supplemental administration, common side effects of acetylcholinesterase inhibitor, memantine, SSRI, antipsychotics, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment, above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention, outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.